Welcome to the C3SYD podcast. Our heart for you is that you would know Jesus, find community, and discover purpose. To find out more about our church, head to our website, c3syd.church. We hope that this message encourages you today.
A church in motion. Not a church, like a Mitch, going through the motions. Not a church stuck without motion. Not a church on pause because of a pandemic. A church in motion. And so we're going to look today at part one of this campaign is walk in Him. Walk in Him. Walking. Who likes walking? You like walking? Anybody done more walking since the lockdowns? Who's done lots of walking? I mean, I walk all the time. I'm an avid walker now. I just walk everywhere. And one of the things I love about walking is watching other people walk. like some people call it stalking. We call it people watching. Okay, anyone who likes people watching? Yeah, it's an amazing experience watching people, observing people. And the thing I've noticed is everybody walks differently. Right? Like who today, you are a fast walker. Anybody? Fast walkers? I am a fast walker. I can't control it. I try and discipline myself to not walk so fast. Poor Jessen is not a slow walker. She's not a slow walker. I'm just really fast. And so I'm a fast walker. Some people are, you know, slow walkers. Some people like have swagger. Some people don't. You know, like everybody walks differently. But I want to ask you today, what is your walk like? And I don't mean down the street. I mean the walk of your lifestyle. What does, when you walk into a room, what is it like? What's your posture? What's your mind? What's your heart set on? How do you walk through life? How do you walk into your marriage? How do you walk when you're parenting? How do you walk when you go to work? How do you walk? What's your walk like? And Paul wants to help us today because we go into the book of Colossians. Colossians 2, 6 to 7 says this in the ESV version. Any ESV people? Yeah, come on. Hello. You're allowed to yell. It's okay. NIV people? Oh, hello. Okay. NLT? Yeah. Boo. Someone booed. Wow. Boo. Amplified Bible, boo. Yeah. Who loves the Amplified? The Message. Message is good, but make sure you read, you know, a supporting version. Like the ESV. Okay, so it says this, Paul's talking to the church in Colossians. It's a young church, not an old church. And I would say that we are not necessarily an old church. I mean, we've been around for 40 years. That's young, really. But I pray, like Paul is talking to this church, that we would be young in spirit. That we would always be young in heart, fresh and receptive. And so I love that Paul is writing to a young church, and I pray that we have the same receptivity to what Paul is saying. He says this, therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him. Walk in Him. Walk in Him. I'm writing a song. Walk in Him. You got to walk in, okay, move on. Rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith just as you were taught. Abounding, abounding, abounding in thanksgiving. You know, the world we live in will say, hey, walk your own way. Hey, walk how you want. Own your own truth. It's relative. In other words, you do you, boo. Do whatever. If it feels good, walk that way. Whatever urge, whatever thing, you just walk how you want. Walk through life, however. But the thing about walking through life, however, is when you are deciding how you're going to walk through life, you're becoming your own guide. And if you are your own guide, then you are your own God. If you are the guide of your life, then you're the God of your life. And I got to ask you something today. Just lean in for a second. I got to ask you on Zoom. Lean in. Have you met you? Come If you're the guide of your life and the God of your life, have you met you? We really love you around here. We really do. We love you so much. But you would suck at being God. You would suck. If you were God, it would be terrible. If I was God, it would be awful. Thank God you're not God. Thank God you're not God. Therefore, you're not guide. And therefore, you need God. And you need a good guide. And the guide of your life is not yourself. You need a God who knows you, made you, and can see before and after. I can't be God. I need God. And so God wants to get into the way you walk. What is the purpose of the seat you're sitting in? The purpose of the seat is that you would be empowered to walk. Not to stay seated, but to actually take steps. And so as Paul is talking, he says, therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord. Okay, received. Let's look at this, received. Point one, received Christ Jesus the Lord. Received. Past tense. Not receiving. Received. Jesus has done the work of Calvary. He has completed the work of salvation. He has completed what he came to complete. Jesus has done it. But the question is, have you received it? Have you heard this before? He had one job. Have you heard that? Come on, church. Have you heard that? That guy had one job. You know, the goalkeeper, I've said this before, the goalkeeper had one job. You know, stop the ball going in the net. You know, one job. And I got to tell you today, you have one job. Because, you know, Christians, we like to do God's job all the time, don't we? You know, like, oh, God, you know, if I was you, I would have done this. And, oh, God, you know. And we like to earn things that God has given. Do you know what a gift is? It's a gift. It's given. So if I give you a gift, if I buy you a gift, if I was really generous like that and I bought you a gift and I went out to the shops and spent all my own money and write you a really nice card with words of affirmation because I'm a words of affirmation love language. And I wrote it out and I bought you this card and then I put it to give you and I do all the gift work, the pre-work, so you can have the gift. If you don't take the gift, use it in your everyday life. That is not my fault. God has packaged, sent, and delivered Jesus Christ. He has done it all, finished it all, done the work of salvation. But why is it that in our human condition, we want to earn what has been given? You're trying to work to get something that was a gift. And so God looks at our work and it is not a sweet-smelling aroma because we are taking away from what he has done. And it is offensive to earn and ignore the price that was paid for the gift that was given. Come on, church. If we're gonna receive, let's get good at receiving. What at this church, at C3SYD, what do we want you to receive? We want you to receive one thing, Jesus Christ. Of anything that you receive today, the goal is that you receive Jesus Christ. He is who we proclaim. And so we need to get good at receiving. We need to receive, and look, we need to receive all of Jesus, all of Jesus. When Jess had married me, she got all of me. To her benefit, to her detriment. She got all of me. Have you received all of Jesus? Or just the bits you like? I like that bit because that'll fit in with my social life. I like that bit because that'll work with this area of my life that I don't want to change. I like that bit. When we receive Jesus, we've got to receive all of him. And that's why Paul actually shows us all of Christ. He says, received Christ, Jesus, the Lord. Christ, Jesus, the Lord. Paul does not waste his words. He says, Christ, anointed one. Christ is not his last name. Christ means Messiah. Christ means called of God. Christ means chosen by God, not by man. Christ means appointed by God, not by man. Christ means sent of God, not of man. Christ is his divine nature, fully God. And yet he is Jesus, fully man. Jesus, Savior of the world. Jesus, the man that died on the cross. And how did he die? He didn't die as separate from us. He died as one of us, Jesus. Have you received all of Jesus? That he is fully God, but yet he is fully man? And not only that God sent him, Christ, and that he died on the cross, Jesus, but also that he is the Lord. Woo! Jesus is nice. He's your friend. He's your buddy. But he is Lord. Don't get it mixed. Jesus is the Lord. If he's your Lord or not, guess what? He's still Lord. Well, he's not Lord of my life, so he mustn't be Lord. Doesn't matter about your life. It does matter. But Jesus is the Lord, whether he's your Lord or not. Your opinion doesn't change him. He's Lord, he's King, he's ruler, he's the Lord. And so when you accept Jesus, when you receive all of Jesus, you are receiving the Lord. And so have you made room for his lordship? Have you received him as Lord or just as buddy that you see on Sunday? Have you made room for all of who he is? Therefore, as you receive Christ Jesus, the Lord, so walk in him. Everyone say walk. Come on, say walk. So walk in him. Paul is saying move from sitting to stepping. Move from just receiving now. You've received. Now get up. And as Andrew Bies says, walk, baby. You said baby so many times, I loved it. And friends, we feel like we're your friends. It's really good. I love it. So you got to move from sitting to now walking. Why? I remember I snapped my ACL in my left leg. And, you know, some people know this story. I was playing soccer really well. And then I did this really athletic move where I pivoted direction, but my left leg stayed stuck while my body pivoted and all the momentum of my body, you know, church in motion, Alex in motion, turning, but this leg didn't come. Just stayed there and snap when my ACL, everybody heard it, was like a twig. Ah! I hit the deck. I went to hospital, we got fixed up, and then I was in bed, bedridden for 3 days. And you gotta hear me today, church. I have been working on my leg muscles my whole life, playing soccer from 5 years old. My whole life, building muscles in my legs. 3 days, gone. All the muscles surrounding this leg, it was a chicken leg within 3 days. Just unbelievable. All the muscle gone. It's called atrophy. And the thing about atrophy is your strength goes when you stay seated. Strength goes when you stop moving. How do you get strong? You move. How do you get stronger? You keep moving. How do you grow? You move. You take a step and then another step and then another step. And as you're moving, you're getting stronger. And I wonder today, if you are seated, like you're seated, it's good. Don't get up. Stay seated. But if you are spiritually seated, in your soul, you've sat down. Once upon a time, gifts were on your life. Once upon a time, you were on fire for Jesus. if you've sat down. You can lose what you once had, not because you don't have it, but because you were sitting too long. Our prayer for you, what do we want for you? What do we want for me, for us? What is it that we want? It's that you would be a church in motion, that together we would be moving, because when we're moving, we get strong. And when you get strong, you get firm. And you won't be moved by the instability of life around you. You won't be moved by the conditions around you. Your life won't be on pause. You'll be growing. We don't need good conditions to grow. In fact, bad conditions make those roots go even deeper. That's why Paul says rooted and built up in him. How's the depth? You know, one thing I want to grow in this year, a next step for me is I pray in the mornings, and you know, I learned that from Pastor Phil, and you know, I love it. But what, one of the things I want to grow in is that I don't want to wake up early, you know, in the dark, you know, just and say goodbye to Oaks at 2 a.m. And then, I'm joking, it's not that early, 5:30. And I go, it's still pretty early. And I go and do all that. And that's really, you know, good on you, Pastor Al, good job. But I don't want to do that prayer time and then say, okay, bye, Jesus. Have a great day. It was really good talking to you, catching up. See you tomorrow. 1 Thessalonians says, pray without ceasing. The step I want to grow in is that every day I pray and I seek God in the morning, but that I bring him to the first meeting that morning. I want to have two brains active all the time. I want to have my physical brain that's here now, and I want to have a spiritual brain that is connecting to God and asking the Holy Spirit and looking to Jesus. I want to be a guy who's praying without ceasing. Church, come on, let's get excited about it, because it matters. So what's your next step? Maybe your roots need to go deeper in Christ, deeper in the church, the body of Christ. What is it? Maybe it's that you need to grow up. Okay, everyone turn to your neighbor and say, grow up. Okay. Because here's the thing. We all need to grow up. You need to grow up. I need to grow up. If you don't need to grow up, it's not because you don't need to grow up. It's because you don't know that you need to grow up. But everybody else does. We all need to grow up. Built up. Where do you need to mature in Christ? Guys, if you were stuck on one thing that's 10 years ago, the prayer is that we're moving forward. We're moving. Don't let things get you stuck. Let's grow. Mature. Grow up. We've got to let it go. And letting go doesn't mean ignoring. Letting go means dealing with it in a healthy way. We don't ignore things that we need to grow in. We confront them and we look them in the face and we say, Holy Spirit, help me grow in this area. I mean, one thing in my life now is there is more opinions in my life than I've ever had, ever. More voices. So the area that I have to grow in is to not get distracted by the opinions and the voices, but to have eyes like flint, staring at Jesus Christ, my captain and my shepherd, following his lead, hearing people, but following Jesus, hearing the opinion, but following Jesus. I'm called by God. He's appointed me. He's put me here. It's God's job, and I'm following him. That's something I got to grow in. I got to grow up. You know, because so-and-so says this, and I go, oh, no. But I got to grow up. Got to stay true. Where do you need to grow up? This year, what's the step of growth for you? Let's grow, rooted, built up, and established in the faith. And I love what he says at the end. Paul says, you know, we had an incredible ceremony this week celebrating the life of Helen Harry. What an unbelievable family, the Harry family. We love you. We're so grateful for you and your legacy. And I got to talking with Rod in the foyer. And I just a quick conversation, but got to have a little chat. And the last thing he said to me, he said, Alex, I'm really looking forward to taking my next step this year. 94 years old, growing in Christ. We love you. We salute you. We honor you. It's not an age thing, stage thing. It's a heart thing. God wants us to grow. Abounding in thanksgiving. Abounding in thanksgiving. What happens? Church, listen to me. What happens when your life is growing in Christ? What happens when you get a walk happening where you're walking in Jesus? You know what happens? You are filled with abounding thanksgiving. All those little things, little foxes, little things that don't matter, they start to dissipate. And you find your life filled with joy. Find your life filled with what really matters. Abounding in thanksgiving. What are we thankful for around here? We are thankful for the incarnation of Jesus Christ, the birth of Jesus Christ. If you have nothing to be thankful for, you're like, oh, my life is really hard right now. Be thankful for the birth of Jesus Christ, that God didn't stay in heaven. He sent Jesus to be like us, to save us. If you can't think of something to be thankful for the death of Jesus Christ on the brutal cross. Be thankful that he suffered and he persevered and he didn't get down. He could have. He could have dealt with all those suckers and he could have got off the cross, but he persevered. Be thankful for the death of Jesus Christ, that he died to pay for my sin, that I can be whole and righteous before God. If you have nothing to be thankful for the resurrection of Jesus, that he overcame the grave, that he rose again, and that if he can rise, we too can rise because we are co-heirs with Christ. That the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the grave now lives in us. Jesus ascended into heaven. He is ruling the universe through the framework of the cross, that all things work together for good for those who love God and according to his purpose. It's the cross that tells us that even in death, there can be life. Even in what looks like failure, there is victory. Jesus, be thankful for the resurrection. Be thankful for the ascension of Jesus. Be thankful for the sending of the Holy Ghost, the sending of the Holy Spirit, that he is the Spirit of truth, that he will awaken your soul, that the Spirit of God will cause you to rise, to live as Jesus has called you to live, abounding in thanksgiving.
Thanks for listening to the C3 SYD podcast. If you want to find out more about following Jesus, get connected, or find a C3 SYD location near you, head to c3syd.church/connect-with-us. To make sure you don't miss out on our next podcast, click subscribe. We look forward to having you back soon.